you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And I'm starting to wonder why, because at this point I'm thinking, do you have nothing in your life to talk about except to drag Will Smith through the f***ing dirt?
Yeah.
That's the only thing. There's nothing only two else. Things that she talks about. Will Smith and Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
That's it! In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Genius Brain Podcast. We are in a new studio. We have Ryan here once again.
Dude, thanks for having me, man.
Sexy fucking man. We have the huge dong Pete in the back. Big old cock on this guy, dude. Swing that thing, baby.
I'm swinging it. It's off camera, but you're seeing it.
Is that like a known, that's his reputation?
100%. Oh, I actually pushed him in the back earlier. His dick kept him up.
What? I have to learn that at the first thing you know about somebody.
Ask him to show you. It's delicious. It's delicious, dude. Like it's tasty. Well, speaking of dicks, Ryan.
What the fuck?
Listen.
Are we going to eat dicks?
Yes, we are.
Oh my God. Get out of here.
So, you know, before when I asked Ryan to come on the podcast, he was joking around saying that he was going to bring some balut. I was like, well, instead of bringing a duck fetus, let me show you a Korean delicacy. Now, some people don't like this. This is actually one of my favorite Korean dishes, right?
What's the Korean name for it's edible dick?
It's brak penis.
This is stupid.
This is a dish called sundae. Sundae is Korean blood sausage.
Oh, okay. I've heard of it. Yeah.
This is actually one of my favorite dishes on earth. And I'm going to have you try this.
You eat this unironically?
Yes.
You eat it when no one's looking.
Hey. Oh, shit. But this is actually one of my favorite. By no
That's kidding news. It's not just a just kidding news.
One of
just
my kidding
news.
My favorite,
careful, boys. Is a brand.
Yeah,
just kidding
like
news
that.
Is the
it's
man
my,
of smart people.
Wow.
The people
that's
of just kidding news. Careful, boys.
We have
they
offer.
Are very smart. Just kidding news. The number one podcast in the world.
My
I love just kidding news. Careful, boys. In California, United States of America. Just kidding news. It's not just a just kidding news. Just kidding news. Careful, boys. Is a brand. Just kidding news is the man of smart people.
You don't like that?
The people of just kidding news, careful boys, they are very smart. Just kidding news, the number one podcast in the world. I love just kidding news, careful boys, in California, United States of America.
They have like garlic. They serve it with garlic rice and the side of dinner.
You said it's in a motel?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's a restaurant?
I think it's
not just
somebody.
A guy with a box.
He's just chewing like betel nut.
Dog,
I had that shit. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's a little, and it's everywhere in China.
It's in China, yeah. The Philippines, like Taiwan. So I had it in Taiwan, and when I first chewed on it, people were talking about like, oh, it's like it's the
yeah.
Best
they
thing
say it's gonna like trip you out or something, or make you feel weird.
It gives like this electrical pulse to your brain.
Huh.
It's weird as shit. So I guess a lot of taxi drivers in Taiwan chew on it to keep them awake.
Yeah,
they're just working 24/7, so their teeth are all stained from it.
Ooh.
So they mix the nut with a I think it's a tobacco leaf, and they put like this powder on it, which I think is a lime powder. And that causes a chemical reaction that makes it red. So it stains their teeth.
Ooh.
But anyways, you're going to eat this dick. So
long as it doesn't stain my teeth.
We'll see about that, my friend. It's actually not as crazy as you. I'm just curious to see if you like this.
All right. Why does it have to be wrapped up like a Dexter murder?
Like a cadaver.
It's like wrapped the same way they would wrap a regular human
like dick. A regular human body. So I want you to grab, and this is right. A seasoning salt of like cochucaru, which is, you know, chili pepper.
Cochucaru.
Yeah,
got it. Yeah. So I dip this in here.
Yep.
Oh man, it really feels like a dick. Not my dick, but you know.
Not my dick. Give it
oh,
it a go.
God.
It's not as crazy as you think it is.
It still feels like a dick in your mouth. I'm like, when's it gonna taste like meat and feel like meat? But just, I mean, dick is meat, so
yes.
I'll pull this back. I'm not gonna finish that shit. Man, I should have brought balut, man. I shouldn't have joked.
Too bad I like
I
it.
I should have brought a fucking ostrich balut. I'm like, in my country, we got this thing.
This is fucking dinosaur egg.
Now, every time I come, I'm going to bullshit you and be like,
you motherfucker. Here we go. So this is dog shit. In Manila, people just eat this with a little lime. And you just start squirting it.
Yeah.
But it's dry.
This is a Dalmatian shit shake. This is from Manila.
And I'm going to have to believe it either way.
Well, you have to. You get cancer, dude.
We were talking about earlier where they had this. So if you guys don't watch JK News, or if you do, you most likely, if you're a fan of mine, you watch JK News. But you guys did this video for the promotion of your guys' shirts, and I fucking
that's
died.
All Joe, dude.
Of course it's Joe. Of course it's Joe. First of all, how did you get this random Indian dude in the random village to promote the t-shirt?
Just kidding news. It's not just a just kidding news. Just Kidding News, Careful Boys is a brand. Just Kidding News is the man of smart people. The people of Just Kidding News, Careful Boys, they are very smart. Just Kidding News, the number one podcast in the world. I love Just Kidding News, Careful Boys in California, United States of America.
To promote the best podcast in the world?
The podcast in the world.
Bro, this dude, like, I don't, one day Joe was just like, yo, send me six high definition photos of us. And I'm like, all right. So I tried really hard to find the best definition photos, only for them to come back looking like straight up sandpapered fucking
yeah.
Polaroids.
Yeah.
But Joe, I guess he just knew about this guy. And I think like he might be famous for this. I
really?
Think he is. Yeah, I think he is. Like everybody knows him.
It's the fucking weirdest fucking video. It reminds me of those old VHS commercials.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's like, Just Kidding News, best yeah. podcast in the world.
Yeah, he just like, you pay him to do these like weird shout out vids and he'll like do slideshows of your stuff. And then there's just unrelated footage behind it all. Like yeah, he's yeah. in Singapore.
Yeah.
And then it just shows him like shaking hands with like, I think Techno Viking.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's the most random thing. I died fucking laughing. And of course it would be Joe's idea.
Yeah.
If Joe could thing. Run the promotion of all of our companies, we would be canceled like that.
Dude.
It only works on Just Kidding News. There's no other company this would work for.
Yeah,
he wants to do that for Jumbi Matcha, too.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he
aren't like, you in charge for the marketing?
Yeah.
So you're the only thing standing in his way?
Yeah. When we were in Hawaii, this fool... this fool he'll talk, probably talk about it on this podcast. This fool... fucking... He likes sleeping out in open air. So, like, we get this place that all of us can sleep in. And then I wake up in the morning... And I see this fool giggling. I'm like, what happened? And he goes, bro, I was sleeping out on the balcony and I pissed myself. This fool fucking peed in his sleep. And he's in his 30s. Yes. I was like, wait, why were you sleeping on the balcony? There's a bed for you here. He's like, I just like sleeping in the open air. And then he peed himself in his sleep.
Did he pee himself because of sleeping in the open air? Is that something that only happens outside?
I think he did the thing what happens to you when you're 6 years old where you have a dream that you're peeing. That he just pissed himself. And so in the morning, he's like washing his underwear like in the bathtub or some shit.
And he's just like, well, it happened.
It is what it is. That's dude, fucking Joe, man.
Yeah, every time we tell stories about like, we're going to go around and be like, all right, everybody tell us your best shit story where you shit your pants. Mm-hmm. And we all think we're going to pull from like ages ago. It's like Joe's like, last week? He's like, last week I sprayed the whole floor. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, really?
Dude, there was this funny moment in JK News where we're all talking. And then years ago, I would tell like these personal stories. And every now and then, there's like these trolls that are like, oh, that story's not real. That's fucking fake.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then Joe would just randomly out of nowhere, he goes, I used to sell piranhas.
He was the piranha plug,
and then Steve stopped. He goes, I like how you guys all think David's stories are fake. And this guy out of nowhere says he sold piranhas out of his garage. Yeah. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
And every one of his stories sounds like it's like you just freestyle. It's like a freestyle rapper that's losing the audience.
Exactly.
Like, oh, fucking.
So I sold piranhas. Yeah.
What rhymes with Toronto? What rhymes with Toronto?
It's just so fucking, like, I'll be telling a story about, oh, this one time in school I saw like this fist fight and like fake, and Joe's like, dude, I fucked a giraffe. Nobody questions it.
Yeah, that's true. Like, no one questions it. Like, he was telling us a story about how like his friend, they used to like, either they were selling sparrows or birds by shaking them out of trees and catching them in bags or some shit.
Joe's a crackhead, dude. He's a legitimate fucking crackhead.
He's like a perfect definition of like what a latchkey kid is doing. You know,
100%,
dude. This is what they're doing when there's no parents around. Like,
but he'll just stop. He'll literally be like, so I remember when I tried crack.
Yeah.
Like, Joe, what the fuck does that have to do with the state of this country?
It's pretty crazy when you think about, like, as an Asian kid, it's like, oh man, like if your parents are not around and you get to act on every impulse, like that's his life. Like he got to be caught in the randomest situations.
And I always wonder too with him, what was it like raising a kid like that? Because he's so, even as an adult, he's extremely impulsive, right? Which blows my fucking mind. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. Like, people go, oh, that's my boss. You know, this guy's impulsive as fuck.
Dude, you know what he said the other day? He goes, we were talking about social media with like, we were with Under the Influence. We're eating like Chinese food at the, after the shoot, and he goes, you know what? I think it's time we go on TikTok. Like, as a Star JK account. I'm like, I've been running the TikTok account for like 2 years.
This one doesn't know anything that's going on with this company.
And he goes, oh, okay, cool. Like, it's like a checklisted thing, like, got it, it's done. Like,
that's my boss.
It's just so funny.
He calls you in the middle of the night. Hey, man. It's time for TikTok. Joe, I've been doing this for 2 fucking years. He goes, really? Good job. Hangs up.
And it has like the most following out of all our socials, like short form.
That's so funny.
It's so funny to not notice and go like, I think it's time we tackle this beast.
I just started doing TikTok again a little more recently.
Oh, okay.
And like this, TikTok controls everything. You literally can't say anything negative or they take your shit out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I kind of knew that, but didn't know how severe it was. Like, I did this video of this ginormous girl falling off of a cliff, and they said that I was promoting dangerous activities.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
That's like, negative?
I'm not promoting I'm literally making fun of her for falling off the cliff.
Wait, which chick fell off the cliff?
So this girl, she was about to dive off.
Oh, is it that white girl that like hits the side of
and then she falls in.
Because she like hesitates?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so I'm just kind of making jokes about it because I used to cliff dive too. And there's a video of me cliff diving as well.
Yeah.
And I'm fat as fuck. right? So I'm just making, I'm making fun of myself. And they said that I was promoting dangerous activities to children. And so they banned my content.
That is so, that's really odd.
I've had two TikTok accounts deleted because of
the way your handle is again.
Again.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Third fucking time I've opened
a TikTok account. God, I always wondered about that. I figured that's probably something that happened.
Yeah, so the first TikTok account, I didn't really do much. I think because it was such a hot space, people just knew of me.
Yeah.
So I had like 200,000 or something like followers on it, and then it got deleted.
Just wiped out.
Opened up another one, had 100K followers, got deleted.
No appeals or anything?
No appeals or nothing. Because the reason why I got deleted on the second one was I was making fun of LeBron James' hairline.
And that's promoting dangerous activities.
I know. So they deleted my whole fucking account for bullying. I'm like, I'm bullying LeBron James?
If LeBron reported you, then that's
He probably did. Yeah. He probably did. It's full fucking reading books upside down and shit.
Dude, bullying, it always strikes me as like, I find it so weird that TikTok's so strict on verbal, but like visual. Like you got this girl with her freaking crack out.
Dude, I have masturbated so many times to TikTok videos. It's unreal.
It's so weird, the seesaw.
Every time I open up my TikTok, I don't know if they understand my mind, but it's always a lady with her tit out, and then randomly a baby comes in, but I stop the video at the tit. I go, nope. Yeah. You're not stopping me from jacking.
That loophole is one of the craziest ever.
I've never seen so much free tits.
Breastfeeding, wearing lingerie?
Yeah. What does that have to do with anything?
What is that?
It's like, free the breasts. Women's bodies are beautiful. I agree. And then this child comes, I'm like, get out of the fucking screen, baby. This is not for you. This is for me. Pete knows, dude. That's what Pete jacks off to every night, baby.
That's so crazy. Free that tits. That doesn't have any type of flagging at all.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
We got to talk about a hot topic. This is a very weird segue. I have no segues whatsoever. But if you guys notice...
Babies are bald.
The babies are bald. So let's talk about Jada Pinkett Smith. So, listen, I've spoken about Jada Pinkett Smith multiple times on this podcast, right? And with this podcast, we've kind of kept it long format where it's about an hour and a half. And I want to bring this down to about 45 minutes to 50 minutes because I wanted to be more specific about the topic. Because every time I do a podcast, there's something I want to talk about, but I always get distracted. And so I just, next thing you know, we don't talk about the actual hot topic until 3 months later. I keep on doing this with movie reviews. Like every time I have my buddy Ed on, we go,
Oh, dude, yeah.
We just watched them. Let's talk about it. And then we go, okay, we forgot to talk about it. Next one. And then I do a movie review of The Flash 8 months later after the fucking release.
Yeah.
And then nobody gives a fuck. So this is already late, but we are going to talk about Jada Pinkett Smith, right? And this also just goes way back from the infamous Will Smith slap, right? Which kind of shook everybody.
Yeah.
We don't see this type of behavior from Will Smith, right? Will Smith is supposed to be the pure example of what a man or what a healthy couple or a healthy parent should be. And we've always looked towards this guy as like the epitome of what mental health is or whatever. So obviously on this award show, Chris Rock starts making jokes, lobs up this very simple, very benign
very
joke.
Very neutered, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't even that bad. He calls it what, G.I. Jane.
Yeah.
And then
He goes, Jada, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
There you go. That's the X. And it was so simple, right?
And it's more funny.
Very simple.
Yeah, it's more funny because it's so stupid and simple and the delivery is like...
Exactly. Yeah. And so when I heard that joke, I'm like, oh, it's a little quick little joke, whatever. He's pretty tame. And then Will laughs, his famous, infamous Will Smith laugh. He does his Will Smith laugh. Jada rolls her eyes. He looks over. He goes, oh, she doesn't find it funny. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Comes up to Chris Rock and slaps the living shit out of him, right? That whole thing happens. Well, this goes on, obviously, brings Will Smith's stocks all the way down. Now, you would think that this man has been through enough, right? But then, of course, you have the bold demon, Jada Pinkett Smith, come out. And now she is
dude,
on a press tour for her book.
God.
Where once again, she starts revealing things about her relationship with Will Smith that we should not be privy to at all whatsoever, and starts talking about the incident. And she doesn't do it in a way that makes Will look good at all. And I'm starting to wonder why, because at this point I'm thinking, do you have nothing in your life to talk about except to drag Will Smith through the fucking dirt?
Yeah.
That's the only thing. There's nothing only two else. Things that she talks about. Will Smith and Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Why does she have nothing else to fucking talk about? It absolutely blows my fucking mind. So like the thing is like I'm starting to wonder why. It's like, why do like these celebrities feel that it's so important that they tell us everything about their personal lives, but they want privacy at the same time. I don't get it. It makes no fucking sense.
I know. It's so weird, too, that, like, it seems like she's just capitalizing on, oh, this is what you thought. Well, it's actually the reverse. Like, every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
She Uno reverses it right at the end. Well, she said that the biggest thing that she revealed was they were actually divorced in 2016.
That she was shocked he called her his wife at the awards show.
Why would you say that? Why would you say? She goes, oh, by the way, what I found out, too, was she says, oh, we've been divorced since 2016. And she goes, but not on paper. Then you're not divorced, bitch. You're still together.
Still separated. There's a term.
Yeah. We're separated. We live in separate homes, right?
That's so weird, man.
I don't understand why she felt the need to tell this to people. Like, whatever happened to, like, my business is my business. And I don't understand why she has to do that and then bring all of his shit into. She goes, oh, by the way, I found it very weird that he called me his wife when we've actually been separated. But then she goes on to say, we are in the healthiest parts of our lives right now. Our relationship is so fucking healthy. What's the point of this shit?
I don't know. It feels like it's just so overly... It's like a convoluted plot. You know, like it's gone so far and you've written yourself into a corner. So it's like, oh, let's just repeat seasons 1 through 3 over and over.
Yeah.
Like, God, dude, why?
Yeah, and like the thing too about that is I just never really understood. First of all, even with the Red Table Talk, right?
Yeah.
She had that whole entanglement with August Alsina.
Yeah, I know.
Why was this important for you to bring up? Other than for number one, either for views or to humiliate your husband.
Yeah.
What is the actual fucking point of this? And nobody ever actually dragged Jada appropriately because that dude was fucking young and he was going through a bunch of like mental shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she decides to fuck this guy, which is her, at the time was her son's really,
friend,
like best friend or really close friend.
Yeah.
And everybody's just like, ah, whatever. Because imagine if it was a guy, it would be a completely different story.
You took
advantage of this young woman who was going through like a lot of mental trauma, but then she just doesn't even address it. It's just like, oh, I just had an entanglement. Like an entanglement?
Yeah. It reminds me of like when people get so caught up in like when they discover all the therapy terms and they just stack them up to like get out of jail free card.
I don't know if this is wrong for me to say this, but sometimes when certain people, I have a therapist, right? I'm going through therapy all the time, especially when I need my therapist to give this motherfucker a call. It's like, hey, dog, I got some shit to talk about. But there are some people who go to therapy and they come out worse.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind. Like, one of my biggest pet peeves is when somebody goes to therapy and the first thing that they do out of their session, they go, let me tell you what I learned today from my therapist. It's like, bitch, that's between you and your therapist.
I know.
Apply it to your life.
Apply it to yourself, yeah.
But what they do is they go to therapy, right? And once again, BetterHelp has been a huge part of our podcast, and I still love BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm.
Go to therapy. But these motherfuckers will go to their therapist. They'll hear these keywords, like you said. And instead of applying it first, they'll tell somebody how to live their lives by this information that they just got from their therapist.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, by the way, what I heard from my therapist, hey, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they're weaponizing it. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is what she's doing, too. She, like, it's this weird celebrity kind of thing going on.
Is it hard to find a therapist? Like, when you're a celebrity and you're that rich, is it really difficult to find a therapist that's not just going to feed you the sugar that you want, you know what I
mean?
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because then I feel like she would just switch therapists if they weren't following her whole thing.
It's Dr. Phil. That's all they call it. They only call Dr. Phil. Here's the problem. You're a bald bitch. You're a stupid bald bitch, and I don't like you. I think you're a fucking idiot.
Keep my divorced wife's name.
That's what he should have said. Keep my separated wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Keep Tupac's soulmate's name.
Dog, I saw this meme that cracked me up. It was a picture of Jada and Will, and it says Jada Pinkett Smith has reported that she never met Will Smith.
That's what it sounds like, though. Yeah. That's not that ridiculous, because she'd be putting twists on everything.
It's always this rant. It's like, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she also kind of, that's the thing, too. Like, I don't really like how she always brings up Tupac as her kind
dude,
of.
I hate the Tupac thing, dude.
It's like, what is the point of this shit?
It sucks because he's not alive.
Exactly.
It's like, he's not here to be like, nope. The Tupac stuff sucks the most, too, because it's like, wouldn't that be so sad for you if you died, right? And your legacy, you think it's locked, and then your Wikipedia gets updated.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is just Jada. And you're like, your spirit is like, what?
What the fuck is this shit? I don't know what's going on in her head, though, but she kind of does this thing that a lot of people in metropolitan cities do. It's like, once life... When people move to this city specifically, their lingo starts to change a little bit.
Mm.
And so they start using a lot of this weird existential talk, mm-hmm. right? Spirituality.
Yeah.
All this other stuff that they never used before. But when they come into this city, they feel that they could connect to people by talking about this pseudo-intellectual bullshit.
Yeah, they turn into shamans and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, I've met a lot of people in my life, specifically in the city, and I'm not making a generalization, but I am. a lot of, like, pretty models do this. You have conversations with them, and they're very sweet, by the way. I'm not saying that they're not sweet people, but every time they talk, I without fail, vibes, spirituality. They always mention these two words.
Yeah.
Right? And they try to have these pseudo-intellectual conversations about what's going on in the world, and they want to fix these problems by vibes mm-hmm. and spirituality. And I want to know, where the fuck are you picking this shit up from? Where? I don't get it. How the fuck does every single one of them say the same thing? And that's the shit that Jada Pinkett Smith is on.
Yeah, she is on that.
Right? We are now in this area where spiritually we are the most connected that we've ever been. Where do you get this?
What are you even saying?
I don't even know what that fucking means.
That's the hard part, is that like the probably the most difficult thing that you could be blessed to figure out is how to simplify life and relationships. And mm-hmm. this is like what happens when you go completely the opposite.
Yeah. So
it's crazy to me.
It reminds me of, so recently a buddy of mine went through a divorce, and this woman reminds me of his now ex-wife. She also
is bald. That's it. The end.
That's it. She's a bald-headed demon. I don't care for this. Watch your mouth, bald-headed demon. She's bald. That's it. She has like this. So she grew up in a church.
Yeah.
Right? And the weird thing about her whole situation is, because I've known her as long, almost as long as I've known him, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm his friend, and I became acquainted to her.
By proxy,
right? And I've never liked her. And he knew this.
Yeah.
And I've always been cordial with her and very kind, just because that's his wife.
Is she like unkind to you, or is it just she says things that you're like, you can't get on board with?
The first reason why I disliked her was because the way that she would code switch was so ridiculous, it would irritate the fuck out of me. So I get, if you plant one black person in front of her, it's the most hilarious, like SNL sketch type of shit you'll ever see in your life. Like she would be talking, let's say you and I are having a conversation, right?
Uh-huh.
Just a whiff of one black person comes by, she goes, so okay, let me tell you. They would walk by, so what I'm trying to say, it would be like on some shit like that. So she, any black person in the room, she would just quote unquote like sass it up. And I never, and it was the most ridiculous shit. And I hated that stuff, right? And look, we all code switch to a certain extent, right? But she would ham it up so fucking bad, it was ridiculous.
But that's not even when they're talking to her. It's like if they're just...
No, it's like a black person walks by. If she senses, if she senses like any black American presence,
she'll just be like, shit.
Yeah. And like the black dude's like, why are you talking like that? Like, I don't get it. What's going on? You know, shit, motherfucker.
Has she's never been asked by a black person like... Anything, no. Like, what are you doing,
ma'am? Well, because once, and look, I'm not going to out anybody, put any names out, but like some of the, like the black folks are like that are around her.
Mm-hmm.
They're also like LA folks. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? So they're going to like also ham it up around her. Right. And I
they meet in the middle. Yeah, all the black guys are like, hello, miss. Yeah. How are you?
And so they see her. She's Asian. So they'll be like, hello.
That's how they do it.
Yeah.
It's not that she's American.
Yeah. But
she got the eyes.
Yeah, every time they see her, they also fucking code switch.
Yeah.
How are you? These are so crazy.
Oh, why you talking like that?
It's like, what's up, motherfucker? What's up, motherfucker?
It's a code trade.
Yeah,
just... And you're in the middle just going, I hate everybody in this room.
I know. I fucking hate you and I fucking hate you guys. But Jada Pinkett Smith reminds me of her so much, because she also started, you know, getting into the whole LA scene.
Yeah.
And she started... switching up her lingo, talking about spirituality, whatever, whatnot. Mm-hmm. And she kind of grew up in a Christian household, and she started blaming her Christian upbringing on her personal life choices that she made, saying that I was a good Christian girl, and the reason why I chose like these certain career paths was because of my belief in God, and that kind of stunted my growth in my career.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
My lovely genius brain farts. This podcast is brought to you by Fume. Ever try to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've been there too, but here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up, baby. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. What is Fume, you ask? Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy that makes replacing your bad habit easy. I keep one in my car just because I'm a fidgety guy. And guess what? I'd be puffing on that delicious herbal tea vapor, my friends. Nothing bad for you in there. And definitely, definitely fun to use. My friends, start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/genius and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use my code genius to help make starting the good habit that much easier. Start the good habit at tryfume.com/genius to save 10% off the journey pack today.
And like the weird part about that conversation was like, I know you. You weren't that great of a Christian. You were smoking. You were getting drunk. You were getting smashed over here sucking dick and shit. The fuck are you talking about? So it's kind of crazy how people can create this fucking narrative and victimize themselves.
She's like, oh, my love for God, help me back.
My love for God.
Like, my love for God. Damn.
Oh, I love this Sunday.
Selective memory, though, for sure, dude.
Dude, we would be in situations where we're talking to this girl and how she recollects what happens is very different from the rest of us. I mean, there's a whole bunch of other stuff that happened, too, that kind of I don't even want to get into. But she reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Right? Where they had this quote-unquote enlightenment, and she feels that everybody's a part of this enlightenment. But we're still based in reality and we're looking at this person like they're insane, but they literally don't know. And that's the same thing with Jada Pinkett Smith. People might look at her as if she's this mastermind, manipulative person. Mm-hmm. I don't even think that. I genuinely think this person's crazy.
Do you think that, like, now that we've seen Will Smith do that speech saying that they're in a really good place, do you think that he enables it and that he kind of likes it?
I think that if I pass him, you will see a fucking big pussy. I'm kidding. Hey.
You just keep trying. You're like, God.
Hey.
He just lets you. Hey.
I know you like Sunday, but hey, chill.
Yeah, because for as crazy as she is, he's not complaining about it. He's kind of like on board with it in a weird way. Like they're like doing a duet.
Yeah.
It's like they're waltzing this whole shit.
That's the thing, too. Like, I really do wonder, not that it really matters, but, you know, she's in the business of outing out all of their personal stuff, which one of the things that I didn't like that she said in one of her interviews was, yeah, when that whole thing happened, I was shocked. Obviously, she mentioned, like I mentioned earlier, that they were divorced since 2000. So I don't know why he decided to call me his wife. And then she goes on to say, Chris Rock came up to me and he was apologizing. And then Will was in the corner still mad because Chris was talking to me. Why did you? It makes him look like this jealous asshole. You know what I'm saying?
She
keeps just dragging him constantly. And I don't understand why. Like, why the fuck would you constantly bring this man up? Like, do you have nothing going on for yourself? That your only claim to fame is now Will Smith?
I thought G.I. Jane 2 is coming out. I know. was that not a real promo?
Also, just to go back to what we were talking about earlier, it kind of goes into that spot of where when some of the most unhealthiest people mentally love to tell people how to live their lives because...
Yeah, that's dangerous.
It's dangerous as fuck. And I see that a lot on social media, you know, where even people that I know, they're not friends, but I know them through like periphery and I know what's going on in their life. And I know what's going on in their personal marriages. Mm-hmm. And the next thing they post, I love my husband. I love my wife.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys what keeps it fresh between us. It's like,
right?
I know you. Why are you posting this? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, what's the point of this shit?
Maintaining that image.
And they feel like they have to. Or maybe what I'm starting to think is that they are projecting the life that they want to live. Right?
Yeah. Like, they're trying to speak it into, like, affirmations and stuff, trying to make it exist.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way, man. I've been trying it my whole life. It doesn't.
I've never experienced that. Yeah. That way. No way.
$1 million, $1 million, $1 million.
It just makes you look crazy.
Yeah. Still poor.
Especially in a relationship. Like, that's a whole other human. Like, you can't just make them something else.
Dude, 100%. Yeah. And so, you know, people, too, get so shocked. And I will always say this. And you really do have to understand this if you guys are out in like the social media world and you watch your phone all the time. Take this stuff for what it is as just entertainment.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't take it as life advice. They are not your therapist. They are not your spiritual fucking guidance. They are simply posting content because they have to.
Yeah.
Right? It's the way that they stay relevant. It's the way that they pay their bills. And that's really just all that it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that I fall into that category as well, but there's a reason why I don't post as often as everybody else. Like when a video does well, you don't see me post another video the next day and another video the next day because I don't care. Right? I don't fucking care.
Welcome to part 27 of Ching Chong Ling Long Ting Tong.
I know.
Yo, what's up? We're here on UCLA trying to find her.
I know.
It's one and done, dude.
It's one and done. And I enjoy the process of it. And then I move on. Yeah. I don't necessarily know if that's a great idea if you're trying to make a business out of this. But once again, for my mental sanity, I can't hang on to likes and comments.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't because then it's just a rat race.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just waking up the next day. Oh, what else can I do to make somebody, oh, this wasn't that funny, let me delete this video. No. If I thought it was funny, I'm keeping it up.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. It helps. But so, and look, when I first started in this space, obviously a video blew up. I decided to post content weekly, which was it was intent. That was my intent to make sure that I make something out of this.
Yeah.
But sometimes when people meet their quote unquote heroes, they're like, oh, you're not the person that I thought you were. Well, guess what? You don't know these people.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Right.
You actually don't know these people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you kind of set yourself up for disappointment because like when they meet somebody who plays a superhero on the screen, it's like, you can't fucking climb walls. This is fucking a lie.
Stop talking about Simu, bro. Yeah. You already did that video, dog.
Dog, my bad, dog. Hey, say his name correctly. It's Simon Lube. All right. Sorry. Don't you disrespect him that way.
Man. Are we supposed to feel bad for Will Smith? So that's the question that I have. Like, you know, like with Jada doing all the shit, it is crazy and it is like unfortunate, but are we supposed to feel sorry for him? Or are we supposed to be like, bro, this is like kind of your thing. Like you like this, you know, like when you see those, like this is a bad example, but like sometimes you see these Latin couples that fight every day and they like kill each other, but then they come back together at the end of the day and they're like so passionate. It's like, is this one of those things, but just the celebrity version?
Yeah. Like, there was a dude. He's so fucking weird, but he's somebody who made a living off of streaming NBA 2K. And there was a video that he posted. They have like a family channel.
Okay.
And he's rich as fuck because he makes so much money off of streaming. And then she deleted his NBA 2K account.
Oh.
And then he freaks out and he's screaming. He smashes shit, starts breaking shit.
I saw that, yeah.
I'm done with you. Get the fuck out of my life or whatever. And people are reaming this girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which rightfully so. But at the same time, you don't think that they're doing this on purpose?
Yeah.
You don't think that this thing didn't go viral? And then people are going to start chiming in and putting into the chat, you should leave her. But guess what happens? They're still together.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Because it's cloud save.
Yeah, exactly.
nothing happens.
Exactly. It's it's the dumbest thing on earth, right? And so people chime in, they write all these comments. This is what you call toxic femininity, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you shouldn't be with her. Yeah. You guys are all getting fucking played.
Yeah.
How do you not understand this shit?
Right.
You think that this woman, this house that he paid for through this, she's going to delete it?
Yeah. Which is great if for entertainment, just like Jada, you know? It's for that. If you're just entertained by it, that's cool. But if you're applying it to your mistakes and being like, oh, I was in an entanglement too.
Yeah.
See? It's like, bro, that's not going to be a good road at all.
Yeah. And look, I'm going to keep harping about this as we continue to do these podcasts over and over. I just watch the stuff for entertainment. It's not life advice.
Yeah.
At all. I may say things that are suggestions. You don't have to apply it. If you take something positive from this, that's great.
Mm.
But look, you might even meet me in person, or you might meet Ryan in person and be like, hey, this guy's trash. You know, we might not be the people that you thought we were.
So don't stop Asian hate is what you're saying.
Yes, continue Asian hate.
Okay. Okay.
I want, whenever you see a slant-eyed gook out there, I want you to start throwing elbows and fists. 100%, dude. Start with semen lube. I'm kidding. I like him. You know, I make fun of him so much only because it bothers him. And it's just, it's like a bully side of me. And I really...
Yeah, it's like that thing where you can't resist when you see like somebody react. You're like, ooh, this is a good target.
I know, I'm going to keep on doing it.
Yeah.
But blessings to him. Blessings.
Blessings.
Blessings. Yeah. Spiritual energy. Spiritual energy and blessings.
Right.
Blessings, blessings, blessings. Your head is huge. It's gigantic. It doesn't make sense for your body size. Your legs are really short. Blessings.
Oh, no.
I just, look, it's just, you guys have to stop egging me on. All right. The more you egg me on, the more I want to do this. I have no personal vendetta against this man. It's just, it's funny because I know that it bothers him. And I just keep doing it more and more and more. Look, I get made fun of all the time, too. You know, for quite a long time, I didn't wear this jacket because of one comment. Somebody wrote this comment.
What's the comment on that jacket?
It was this one comment that made me die laughing, and it made me a little self-conscious. They go, and it was my fault because I engaged in this, okay. Right? Somebody wrote this one comment, and it wasn't a bad comment. Yeah. They go, damn, David, I didn't know like shit was so tough for you out there. And I wrote back, I was like, LOL, why do you think that? Because like, I didn't know you were delivering Domino's pizzas for a living.
Damn.
This motherfucker roasted the shit out of me.
And I like that he waged that you would say something.
I know. Because it sounded like he was concerned.
Oh my God.
He sounded so concerned. I was like, oh, what do you mean? And he was like,
you've been delivering. Good roast.
This fool made me, I cracked up so fucking hard. And then my feelings were a little hurt. And I didn't wear the jacket for the longest time.
Now it's out of retirement.
And now I'm wearing it because I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care, okay?
That's a good one.
That was so fuck. The biggest trend right now on Instagram is to read comments. People are just.
Dude, yeah.
Vicious, dude.
Michael Blackshin's like the king of that.
Dude.
He's the king of receiving his roast so well, man.
Dude, I saw. Every time I see a video of something ridiculous, I just go into the comments and it's the funniest fucking comments I've ever read in my life. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, I can laugh at these jokes because I'm not making it.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys, they aren't celebrities. They're just funny people.
They're just regular ass people that just said something great.
They make fun of people so much. Like there was a girl who's a larger girl.
Yeah.
Right. She's showing her outfit. She's wearing this baby blue dress. She comes up, she goes, I just want to say, people, I fucking slayed. And then I'm like, I wonder what the comments are going to say. And then the first thing that pops up is like, this girl wore a bed sheet and said she slayed. And I'm like, that's fucked up. Hilarious.
Shit, and I just kept liking them
all the comments. Like.
We shouldn't be enabling this man, but it's so good.
My algorithm is all fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
Because I keep liking all the shit that I shouldn't fucking like.
Yeah.
And if you look at my algorithm, it's all Muay Thai and just fucking fat people and people with autism. it's like autism and Down syndrome people.
That the algorithm serves people that are into autism and Down.
So like the biggest thing right now is hot people with Down syndrome.
Okay, because of like the reality shows that are coming out?
I think so, but there was this dude that was on and he was like, I think he's like, you know, when you have Down syndrome, you kind of all look the same ethnicity.
Sure.
But yeah. I think he's like, it's God's will. That's not mine. And so he's kind of attractive.
Yeah.
And so he's like dancing. He's like body rolling. She got this like tight ass V-neck. And then the first comment says, God nuked this guy for a reason.
Oh.
And there was another one. This girl is really pretty. She has like these green eyes. And then somebody wrote, hey, I'm down if you're down. My favorite comment. This is
not bad.
This girl don't got Down syndrome. She got Damn syndrome. Oh,
man. Dude. See, that's why I like, there's like downsides to like the internet having anonymity, but I like that these people don't have to worry about their lives. They like they can don't. Say whatever the fuck they want.
Dog, these, I'm almost like, damn, even I can't think of a joke like that. That shit is so good.
That's because we spent too many years stopping ourselves from saying shit that bad.
Hey, and I've said this on this podcast. During pandemic, everybody straight up nuked comedy. When you swing the pendulum this far here, guess what? It's going to come right back.
Yeah, people
got tired of telling others, like, you can't make jokes. Yeah. You can't make fun of people like that.
Yeah.
Which I think is absolutely stupid. So if you're saying one group of people can't get made fun of, then who does it apply to? Who gets to decide?
I know.
When everybody gets made fun of equally, that's when things become fair. People just tried to tell people what they can't or couldn't say.
Yeah.
And then people just got tired of it because nothing became funny anymore. Like, we cannot make fun of people. You know, when people roast me and it's not like attacking me and it's just jokes, I leave it up there and I fucking like
it. It's great.
Because it's so fucking funny. That Domino's joke stuck with me. Just like this other joke, I mentioned this a million times on this podcast, when I can't grow sideburns, so my friend said I had Japanese pussy hair. For sideburns.
You can't grow sideburns?
I can't. This is like, I can't grow sideburns. And so one day, my buddy David looked at me. He goes, this fool got Japanese pussy hair on the side of his head. And that shit hurt my feelings so bad. This fool told me that he has to pixelate the side of my head when I walk by.
Oh, shit. Dude. But you grew up around so much roasting. It's hard for me to imagine that anybody in comments today would even beat what your probably hometown friends have done.
And in person to a bunch of people laughing at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and everyone's waiting for you to say something too.
Exactly. They would call me hentai head. And so like, that shit. You know how hard that is in high school?
That's hard. Because now it's like you can take your time, type it, backspin. Nah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, you can take your time and then respond tomorrow.
100%. And so, like, you know, that roasting culture really is dope. Sometimes it gets exhausting because people don't know when to do it and when not to.
Yeah, it's hard. The intention behind it is everything. Like, if someone's roasting you to put themselves up in front of a girl they like, that's not funny.
That's weird as shit.
that's funny. That's kind of strange, yeah.
There's like a rhythm to it, right? And then also, too, you roast people who you know who can take it. And if you dish it out, you have to be able to take it, too.
That's the golden rule.
A lot of people don't do that. So they'll make fun of somebody and then they get made fun of back. They get all pissy about it. It's like, dude, you don't get to dictate what happens after. Mm. You set the tone.
Yeah.
So now you have to accept it.
Yeah, you entered the ring, man.
Like, and I feel like for me, a lot of guys that I was around, they kind of just always roasted each other all the time.
Yeah.
And so I kind of got numb to it. And then I also started to realize, too, if I'm around other comics, I also have to put on a different brain. So sometimes I'll go back home and, you know, my friends aren't, you know, funny people.
Yeah.
And then I'll just be fucking making wild ass jokes and everybody's just dead quiet. And they're like, what the fuck? Oh, that's right. You guys aren't in this world. And I'm saying wild ass shit. So half the room is like mortified and the other one's like laughing their ass off. And I'm like, oh shit, that's right. This is different. It always happens with Jason Chenney. So Jason Chenney,
really?
Because we roast each other all the time. And so I get into this roast mode, and then I'll talk to my wife like I talk to him.
Yeah.
And it's just a bad night. It's like, oh.
Oh, right. Okay, I see what you mean now.
You know what I mean? The tone is so different.
Yeah. Especially if you, like, meet up with him in the morning or some shit. Your whole day's fucked.
This will Jason always be roasting me out of fucking nowhere, dude. All the time. That's, like, our relationship. So with him, I always have to realize, okay, this is, like, the me, Jason, and Pat conversation. And then afterwards, when you talk to normal people, don't talk about Down syndrome TikTok.
That's a dangerous group chat to be in.
Our group chat?
You, Pat Riley?
It's crazy.
And Jason Chenney? Yeah.
We have like our group chat, I call it the Tards. And so we just kind of like, we just cycle roast each other, the fuck out of each other. But it's fun and I feel free. Like we could say whatever the fuck that we want. And there's no judgment because we all know that we're joking around.
Jason's such an unconventional roaster, too.
Yes.
He picks the path less traveled every time, and it catches you so off guard.
He's fucking funny, man. Yeah. And I don't think people understand, too. obviously he works at his comedy, but mm-hmm. he does have this weird natural talent to make anything absolutely funny.
Dude, yeah.
And to me, he's probably one of the better comics that I've seen in a very, very, mm-hmm. for my taste anyways, yeah. in a very long time. And I wouldn't be surprised, like, in the next 2 years, he's going to have that Netflix special. He's going to be all over the world.
Dude, absolutely. Have you ever said that to him personally, or you just say it about him when he's not?
Oh, no. I refuse to compliment him in person. Are you absolutely out of your mind, dude? Call this fool an idiot. Every time I look at him, like, you're fucking dumb. You're not going to become anything, dude. Fucking trash bag. Get the fuck out of my face. And then behind his back, I'm like, dude, this guy is crazy.
Because that was like I think one of the first things you told us about him. And then when I met him, I was like, oh, dude, you must be good because David So like said you're the best and he loves you. And he looked like I was making that up. Like, I look like I lied. Yeah. Like, it's like, this Rye guy's sucking my dick, man.
David So? He's very nice.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Talk about the same David? David yeah, So?
He looked like he didn't believe me at all. Like, I fabricated that. I was like,
Jason has trust issues, though. Jason, if you say anything nice to him, he goes, why you say that? Yeah. why are you saying nice things? What do you want from me?
Dude.
He has crazy trust issues, dude.
Yeah.
Pete, what time are we at right now?
51 minutes.
51 minutes. Let's wrap it up, baby.
Right on.
Well, guys, this wraps up this episode of the Genius Brain Podcast. Ryan, plug all your shit.
Ryanagram on Instagram, and that's pretty much it. I don't really have anything else. All right.
Buy the Careful Boy tees.
Oh, yes. Buy the Careful Boy tees. That link will be on the Just Kidding News Instagram right at the top. Thanks for supporting.
Thanks for supporting Genius Brain every Sundays at 12 p.m. Secret Society just launched our first fucking launch of this year because of so many complications. But you guys could check that out in the links. That's SCRTSOCIETY. If you're around anywhere, you see a Jumbi Matcha, go ahead and drink that shit up. And we'll see you all next time. Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.